The scriptures honored. The writings of Mrs. White point constantly to the Bible as the great source of all spiritual truth. They abound in scriptural quotations, to which she gives no fanciful interpretation. Her writings are not regarded by Seventh-day Adventists as an addition to the Bible, nor is their study to take the place of Bible study. She herself has written, "The Word of God is sufficient to enlighten the most beclouded mind, and may be understood by those who desire to understand it. But, notwithstanding all this, some who profess to make the Word of God their study are found living in direct opposition to its plainest teachings. Then, to leave men and women without excuse, God gives them plain and pointed testimonies, bringing them back to the Word they have neglected to follow. The testimonies are not to belittle the Word of God, but to exalt it and attract minds to it, that the beautiful simplicity of truth may impress all. Our watchword is to be, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We have a Bible full of the most precious truth. It contains the Alpha and the Omega of knowledge. The scriptures, given by inspiration of God, are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Take the Bible as your study book." To her brethren in the ministry she wrote, "Do not advocate theories or tests that Christ has never mentioned, and that have no foundation in the Bible. We have grand, solemn truths for the people. It is written is the test that must be brought home to every soul. Let us go to the Word of God for guidance. Let us seek for a thus saith the Lord. We have had enough of human methods. A mind trained only in worldly science will fail to understand the things of God, but the same mind, converted and sanctified, will see the divine power in the Word."